Hey, everybody, this is Stelly FD.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about, today is a big day, the 500th episode of the Startup Chat.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
What we're going to talk about is what we have learned from each other in over 500 conversations over 5 years now or so. So, would you believe it? Who the fuck would have ever known when we first grabbed a coffee and I told you, we two have great chemistry. We should do a podcast together. And you said, sure, whatever you want, Stelly. Who would have known that first encounter would have led to this type of relationship, friendship, and this kind of podcast? And for all of you that are like, I wish I was at that coffee shop and could have listened to how they came up with the idea and how they put it together, you can. A lot of you don't know this, but the very first episode, if you Google thestartupchat.com and then episode one, you're going to find the episode that we recorded right after walking out of that coffee shop where we basically came up with the name, what should it be, how long, why do we want this? Like that very first conversation we had about doing a podcast is recorded and published as the very first episode of the Startup Chat. So go and check that out. But who the fuck would have thought would have made it so long, you know, to 500 episodes? Man, it's been a wild ride. It's been a wild ride. So today, I thought it'd be fun to reminisce a little bit, to look back, and to share a little bit of some things that stand out today for us in terms of what we have learned from each other from doing 500 episodes on the Startup Chat. So I'm going to put you on the spot. Since I had the idea for the episode, you know, you're going to be the first one that's going to have to answer this. What's the first thing that comes to your mind? If you had coffee with some founder and that founder said, hey, dude, you've been doing this podcast thing with Stelly forever. What have you learned doing the podcast with Stelly? What's something that stands out to you?
Yeah. What have I learned? You know, I think talking to you and doing it in public, basically. So like, I'd say 99% of the time we've spent together has been, I think it's taught me about friendship. And what I mean by that is we don't talk about our own personal lives as much as we talk about things that are not our personal lives. Obviously, sometimes on the podcast we talk about it, but usually it's you know, something that's on our mind, some advice, something that we think the audience would find valuable, just some topic we want to talk about. It's very natural. And to me, a friendship should be natural. And our friendship that has developed over time, because we knew each other before we started this, but we didn't really know each other. Mm-hmm. And so in a way, I've gotten to know you, but I've gotten to know you in the weirdest way possible. Because I've gotten to know you by talking to you, but not talking to you, if that makes sense, right? And I think that if you ask me, that's the first thing that comes to mind, which is like, it inspires me to think about friendship in not necessarily a different way, but in a way where it's like, oh, there are a lot of different ways to have a friend or make a friend or develop a friendship. And this is one of them. I don't know, like, any other... I don't have any other friend that I've developed a friendship with like this. While a lot of other friends, the friendships are very similar in the way that they've developed, for example. And this is for everybody, basically. Wherever you go to college, you're going to have some friends from college. Guaranteed. Like, guaranteed. Even if it's just one person. I have a crew from college, you could call it. And we're just friends. And that's it. And I don't even know how many of us there is. Like, if I start counting, I could probably count a solid dozen. But they're friends. Like, we never count it like that. We even have a picture from a dinner in college where we were all there. It was some fancy dinner for one of our friends' birthdays. And it's like, those are my friends. But it's because we had proximity and somehow we got along. We bumped into each other in college. We didn't know each other. Most of us didn't know each other before college. But this is different. I don't know what this is. So there you go.
It
helped inspire a different type of friendship that I don't even know how I could have predicted.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And I'm not sure if there's definitely not many friendships that have developed this way. That's right. For fucking sure. I think it's crazy also because, like, when we started with the podcast, I think there were a mix of reasons why we wanted to do it. And one very significant one was that we connected very quickly, very deeply. And there was, before we could rationally explain it, there was an intuition that this is somebody that I could have a really deep friendship with and I want to hang around with more and get to know better. But there's no way that this will just happen casually by liking each other and saying, let's grab coffee once in a while. So
that's right.
We knew, hey, if we have having a podcast will also help us spend a bit more time with each other because we have something, some common mission, some common commitment that allows us to do something that's good for people. We both really love helping people while we get to explore this maybe intuition in the early days that this dude is, there's something here. Maybe there's a real friendship here, but I don't know how we would ever get to really explore it. And it's funny that the other thing that I'll say is that in a weird way, our friendship goes so much deeper than the things we have discussed or experienced together because we have spent such consistent time together, like almost to a T once a week, right?
Yep.
Once every week. And over 5 years, there's a lot of life that happened during those weeks.
That's
a lot
right.
Of highs and lows. There's a little bit of personal problems, business problems, anything, you name it. And I think the energy we have brought to each other, the commitment we've brought, and also the care at times where we could help each other, you know, really exceeds the things we've discussed. And both you and I, like, I know this from you, and I think you know this from me. We're not just podcast friends. Like, we're not just, like, professionally friendly. If you woke me up at 3 a.m. and you said, Steli, fly to San Francisco, and I'm currently in Germany or anywhere in Thailand, anywhere in the world, I would buy a ticket and I would fly the next day. Like, I wouldn't ask you why. It'd be like, Heaton says he needs me in San Francisco. What's the next flight I can be on? And I, in a weird way, I know this from you. And I think that also, we knowing how loyal we are.
I've said it to you.
Yeah,
you've
said it. Yes, you have.
Hey, you just tell me.
Yeah, you have. So, you have.
Of course, yeah.
It is rare to have people in your life that you know care about you that deeply. Finding friends later in life and building such a deep friendship, although we don't live in the same city, we don't work in the same company, we're not neighbors or anything like that, we don't have that close proximity. It's been a real gift of the podcast to our lives that has nothing to do with the audience or with podcasting in and of itself.
That's right.
Yeah, that's deep. All right. You're, as I suspected, the first thing that came to your mind is obviously much more profound than anything I can say.
I gotta kick it off with a bang.
But
you said it.
I mean, I've learned an incredible amount from you and from talking to you. I think beyond just the influence that somebody has on you that is just exceptionally kind and somebody that is a true giver, which you are, and somebody that is really helping an insane amount of people. And I know you're annoyed when I'm giving you this praise, which is the only positive I'm taking from this is that you don't like when I praise you. I'm doing it. But you know, when you spend time with somebody that's very giving and that's very kind, and it will rub off on you. So I do think it has impacted me in many, many ways. But one thing that I think have gotten significantly better through your influence is the thoughtfulness of the advice that I give to people. I think you really had a profound impact on me on thinking about how I give advice, who I give advice to. I think I've always been in the it depends camp, but I think you've really deepened that philosophy. Who knows? Like, I shrug a lot more, like, oh, who knows? It depends. Like every case is different. And I think I've learned to try to be more thoughtful, more kind, and just more kind in the way that I try to help people versus before, I tended to be a lot more hard-headed. Like, I had one type of advice I wanted to give, and I've always tried to be very helpful. I've always been very giving, but I think you helped me be better in the type of advice I give, how thoughtful I give advice, and how also how many questions I ask before I think I have the minimum amount of context to maybe offer a question or offer an impulse to somebody that's coming to me and ask for help or advice versus just hearing the minimum amount of words before I can jump in and tell them what to do, which is something that I probably stepped into way more before. And so I think your level of thoughtfulness, especially when it comes to giving people good advice or helpful advice, really had a tremendous impact on me. It has really changed the way I approach it, the way I think about it. When I asked myself the question, what's the number one thing I learned from Heaton? That was definitely very high up the list.
Thank you. I'm trying to get better at that every day. And at the same time, sometimes go through bouts of not wanting to give anyone advice because I don't think they want to hear it.
I know.
So that's great. I'm in one of those bouts right now, but that's cool. I get to do it on this podcast, I guess. The thing that comes to mind for me as you were talking is I think there's two related things that are important in life to feel. And they're very related. And one is this feeling of gratitude. I think something a little deeper than that, that a friend reminded me of is, and she studies this stuff and did some research on it and all that, is this idea of feeling how lucky am I? Mm. And I gotta say, like, the amount of gratitude and that idea of how lucky am I that I feel that you have is incredible. And it's definitely rubbed off on me a lot. Mm. I feel like I gravitate towards those things, like myself. But like the level at which you bring that out in every conversation, it's not even positivity. I think positivity is like ruined for most people. But it's this feeling of like, how lucky am I? And you embody that feeling. And that is even more powerful than gratitude. Because gratitude is one of those things where it's like, you can be grateful and you can remember to be grateful. But remembering just how lucky you are is so much more powerful. Because it's this idea that, you know, if you believe it, that, you know, you bump into the world and luck shows up. I mean, it's way deeper than that, but that's like one way to think about it. So, you know, I will tell you like that, I would say that every time I talk to you, that's what you embody and it reminds